From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Satellite radio is barely a decade old, but it already has over 17 million listeners. In fact, you might be one of them. This show is carried on Sirius satellite radio, and if you subscribe to Sirius or its rival, XM Radio, some changes could be headed your way. Now, the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission is recommending that the FCC approve a proposal from Sirius to buy out XM. Joining us to tell us more is Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer. And Nancy, we should remind folks who don't have satellite, you pay for it. But apparently, Sirius is promising to freeze prices for 3 years. Is that a good deal for satellite radio listeners?
Well, it could be. Sirius and XM say it would be. They say they would let consumers buy packages that would include programs on both services. They also say they would offer a la carte deals. FCC Chairman Kevin Martin thinks the merger would be a good idea, and he issued a statement saying he's convinced, quote, this transaction would be in the public interest.
But couldn't you say that once this initial price freeze was over, that XM and Sirius could use their monopoly to raise the prices later on?
Well, Alex, that's what critics of the merger say, and that's why a lot of consumer groups, frankly, are against this deal. I asked Morningstar media analyst Tom Corbett about this criticism, and he says he doesn't think a merged Sirius XM satellite company would actually have that kind of clout in pricing. And he says that's because consumers have a lot of choices now.
They can customize their iPod or their MP3 player. They have internet radio, which, you know, by all indications is going to be portable soon.
Now, Alex, Corbett says that competition would actually keep prices down.
Nancy, part of this proposal, as I understand it, Sirius and XM are promising to turn over 8% of their capacity for non-commercial programmers, including minorities and women. Is that a significant concession?
Well, maybe. Again, consumer groups are doubtful about that, that 8% that Sirius and XM are promising to set aside for women and minorities works out to about 24 channels. And that is a hefty chunk of programming. But consumer advocates are worried that somehow this promise would not be kept. I spoke about this with Jeff Chester of the Center for Digital Democracy, and he says media companies, according to him, have a habit of making promises they can't or won't keep.
You know, when these mergers occur, they offer all kinds of concessions, including to minority groups. But shortly after the merger is approved, the new owners find a convenient way to cancel or break those promises.
And Alex, we do have to keep in mind this merger has not been approved. What has happened is the FCC chairman has recommended that it be approved.
So this isn't the last word then?
Not at all. The other four FCC commissioners have kept their opinions to themselves.
Thanks so much. That's Nancy Marshall-Genzer of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace.